Thank you, Ambassador. Thank you, Co-Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to this ceremony of the 2019 United Nations Awards for promoting investment in sustainable development. For the past 5 years, UNCTAD has regularly noted that there is an annual funding shortfall of trillions of dollars in achieving the sustainable development goals, and that FDI can play a role in bridging this gap. Investment promotion agencies are vital to these efforts and can help direct FDI to SDG-related projects. As stated in this year's World Investment Report, special economic zones play a critical role that can contribute to SDGs through promoting investment into the zones and through the zones to the country. With the proliferation of SEZ and in consideration of the importance that they prioritize investment in SDGs-related sectors, this year, the awards honor outstanding achievements of IPAs and SEZ authorities in promoting foreign investment in SEZ that contributes towards the SDGs. For the United Nations Investment Award 2019, 29 applications were reviewed by an independent committee, of which 10 were shortlisted. These are from Colombia, Pro Barranquilla, from Egypt, the General Authority of Investment and the Free Zones, from El Salvador, the American Industrial Park, from Lesotho, the Lesotho National Development Corporation, from China, the Guangzhou Development District Administration Committee, and the Suzhou Industrial Park Investment Promotion Board, and from the Russian Federation, the SEZ, ADT, Nabranitsky Chini, and from South Africa, Invest Durban and the Dubai Trade Port SEZ, from Sri Lanka, the Board of Investment of Sri Lanka, from the United Arab Emirates, the Dubai Investment Development Agency. So these are the 10 shortlisted. And this year's award goes to three equal winners. They will be announced in alphabetical order. I now have the honor to invite His Excellency, Mr. Kebede Korkoeu, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Ethiopia to the United Nations in Geneva, to make the first announcement.